Good afternoon. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Time is, by golly, 1:29. I'm in early today, February 14, 2017. With us today, Senator McKinnon, Senator Wilson, Senator Egan, and Stedman, and Bishop. By golly, we got the whole operation here. We have a quorum. We have two items on the agenda today. We're going to take up first hearings on both bills. And then we'll set those bills aside for further review. We'll start with Senate Bill 33, which is naming of the Alaska Class Ferries. And then we'll go to Senate Bill 46, establishing October 25th as African American Soldiers Alaska Highway Day. First up, Senate Bill 33, an act naming the state ferries built in Ketchikan and entering Alaska Marine Highway System service on or after 2017, and providing for an effective date. With us today, we have Captain Newsel, Deputy Commissioner of the DOT. If he can come forward and introduce his bill, please, on behalf of the governor. At the request of the governor, I should say.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm Michael Newsel, Deputy Commissioner in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. On behalf of the governor and Commissioner Lucan, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce for your consideration the bill that names the two Alaska Class ferries currently under construction in Ketchikan to be named the Motor Vessel Tazlina and the Motor Vessel Hubbard. The governor and Lieutenant Governor and Commissioner sponsored a contest beginning a year ago, January, for school children in grades 6 through 12 to write essays, come up with an appropriate name for those vessels. By statute, Alaska Marine Highway vessels have to be named after glaciers in Alaska, so there was some criteria. We had about 450 essays submitted. Independent panel of judges judged them, narrowed it down, submitted the final list to the governor, and his selection are the two names that you see before you. So pretty straightforward process, and with that, I will take any questions.
Do we have any questions? Senator Egan, do you have an amendment?
I don't have an amendment.
That's good. Senator Egan.
Mr. Chair, Mike, okay.
Captain Newsel?
Captain Newsel. I've been receiving emails from constituents that used to work for the ferry system and different folks from the Department of Transportation talking that maybe the words motor vessel shouldn't be in the bill. Do you have a comment on that? I mean, I'm not a ferry engineer or a captain.
Captain Newsel, do you have a response to that question on motor vessel being in the bill?
Through the chair, to Senator Egan, I do. I saw that same concern. It is what I consider a technicality. The bill is currently written, follows the format of the existing Alaska statute 1965-020, in that all the other names of vessels given to Marine Highway vessels in that statute are preceded by the words motor vessel. I really think there's little confusion on the part of the shipyard welding the name on the side of the ship, or people referring to the ship, or the Coast Guard in documenting the ship, that the official name is the Tazlina. Motor vessel is a descriptor of that vessel. It's obviously not a sailing vessel or a fishing vessel, but the fact that that is in the statute, yes, technically you could say the name is Tazlina, not Motor Vessel Tazlina, but again, we're following this, the format that's specified in the statute for other naming conventions.
Follow-up, Senator?
You follow up, Mr. Chair, but Captain, all our ferries are the Malaspina or the Taku or the Aurora, and it doesn't say motor vessel.
Through the chair, Senator Egan, that is correct, and motor vessel is not welded on the side of the ship. Their certificates of inspection refer to them by their single word name.
So if we pass this the way it's introduced, will it say motor vessel?
Through the chair, Senator Egan, if passed as
the way
written,
it is,
it would go into the statute. It would match the exact naming convention on other vessels, the Lituya, the Kennecott, the Fairweather, the Chiniga. I don't think that would cause any confusion.
So
in
that's
terms
all
of
you would see on the bow and stern of the ship?
you would see the name Teslina or Hubbard on the ballot of CERN.
Thank
correct.
You.
And I think,
I think
referencing fishing vessel, you don't see fishing vessel welded on or painted on or tacked on the side of the fishing boats. Just convention. Any other questions for the Deputy Commissioner? Seeing none, we're going to now open the public hearing. I see nobody online. Nobody at the LIO, nobody at the OFNET. Anybody in the room wants to come forward and speak on the subject matter? Seeing nobody in the room, we'll go ahead and close public hearing. We'll come back to the sponsor. Any final words? And maybe just briefly give the committee a synopsis of where these ships are in the construction process so we can, because we are going to deal with some of those issues coming forward, but you're sitting here at the Transportation Committee. Mr. Deputy Commissioner, if you could enlighten us a little bit.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. The Teslina and Hubbard, as I mentioned, are currently under construction in Ketchikan. Vigor Shipyard in Ketchikan is building those two vessels. The Teslina, should this bill pass and name the vessel the Teslina, is essentially half complete. The front half of the vessel has been rolled out of the assembly hall and is weather protected and outside having internal work done on it. The stern half of that vessel is under construction in the assembly hall. The engines are in place. Ship service generators for electrical power are in place. Decks are being built. The car deck is assembled on top of that, and it is coming together nicely. In addition to that vessel, several modules that will be used on the second vessel, the Hubbard, have already been constructed as well, and they are on site at the yard ready to be put together once the actual construction or assembly of those modules for the second vessel commences. The first vessel should be delivered right around the beginning of 2018. Contractual delivery date was April of 18. Shipyard's actually a little bit ahead on the first one. The second one probably be a few months late just because it's hard to build two big ships in one place at one time. So,
thank you. Any final questions before we set this bill aside for further review? Seeing none, we'll set this bill aside for further review. Next up, Senate Bill 46, an act establishing October 25th of each year as African American soldiers' contribution to building the Alaska Highway Day. And it is presented by Senator Wilson. If he could go come forward in front of the committee, please, and introduce himself for the record, who he represents, and take the committee through this bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is David Wilson, Senator of District D, representing the greater Mat-Su, Wasilla area, Big Lake, Meadow Lakes, Point Mac area. And with me today is my staff member, Gary Zepp, who will also be assisting me with today and going over the bill as he's such a fantastic guy and did a lot of the heavy lifting of this bill and doing the research. Senate Bill 46 is establishing October 25th as African American soldiers contributing to the building of Alaska Highway. Senate Bill 46 recognizes those contributions of those African American soldiers that went through. And through the bill today, we'll go back and forth as referring to African Americans as blacks and blacks as African Americans. Don't disrespect, but you know, I know there's a lot of folks out there in the whole political correctness world who may get all offended upon those terms being interchanged as well. So why October 25th? On this day, the African-American troops of the 93rd and 95th regiments of constructing the Alcan Highway north of Dawson met the white troops constructing the Alcan Highway heading south. These troops connected these, basically came together by trees falling on the bulldozer of one of the regiments, and thus that day they were able to connect the highway, if you will, sort of like the railroad. It was the Golden Spike Day of the highway being completed. You know, four regiments of the African American Army Engineers, the 95th, 93rd, and 97th, and the service regiments of the 338th, 300th, and 88th Engineer Battalion were deployed to assist Alaska in building the 1,500 miles of roadway. The highway cost about $130 million at that time to build, and the 10,000 plus men, of which a third were African American, built the highway in 8 months and 12 days. At this time, I doubt any highway can be built in that amount of time in today's modern technology. But little recognition has been given to the African American soldiers and their contributions in building the Alcan Highway. For example, there's a National Archives only contain a few dozen photos of the African American soldiers and troops among the 100 that were taken along the highway. African Americans were edited in the 1991 National Geographic feature on the Alcan Highway, despite the interviews that were conducted with several of the men that were African American that helped contribute to the building of the Alcan. And the official 759-page Army History Corps of Engineers covers African American involvement in a footnote reference. You know, this 2017 really marks the 75th anniversary of the Alcan Highway. And going through and not understanding the history, I myself driven the highway just the one time coming up from California to Alaska, and had to stop at the bridge to take a photo op with my father, who also didn't understand the history of this bridge being built as well. So all we're trying to do in this bill is to give the recognition that was overlapped and give the due justice for the men and that really helped contribute to the bridge and to celebrate their contributions of constructing the Alcan Highway. Without, I don't think many of our services and of Alaska would have been progressed this far. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Zepp to go over a little bit more overview and a small little presentation, if you will, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you for hearing Senate Bill 46 today. I'd like to just quickly set the stage for the presentation. It's just shy of 4 minutes. And remembering that on December 7, 1941, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. America's next concern of World War II was how close Alaska was to Japan, and that fear became a reality after the Japanese bombed Dutch Harbor on June 3rd and 4th, 1942, and invaded Attu and Kiska in the Aleutian Islands in June of 1942 as well. America's reaction was to build an overland route across Alaska and Canada in order to support the U.S. troops and supplies.
I have a brief ad easier.
This had to be accomplished quickly, and the U.S. troops met the call. As Senator Wilson mentioned, they finished the highway in 8 months and 12 days. This was an extraordinary engineering feat. Most African-American soldiers prior to this were delegated to labor projects and were usually not sent into battle, because the military's assessment was that African-American soldiers were thought to be substandard when compared to white troops. That changed after the original construction of the Alaska Highway. And I'd like to play a short, less than 4 minute video. I think that'll help set the stage here. And I apologize, the left picture really is the 97th Engineer Regiment, but for some reason it's whited out on this. And as the Senator mentioned, October 25th, why October 25th? This was the day in October when two crews met, one moving north, one moving south, and that was the 97th Engineering Regiment. The New York Times reported what happened when they met head-on in the spruce forest of the Yukon Territory, and this is a picture of Corporal Refine Sims, Jr., an African-American from Philadelphia. He was driving his bulldozer south when he saw trees starting to topple over on him. He slammed his vehicle in the reverse, and they backed out just as another bulldozer, driven by Private Alfred Jalufka of Kennedy, Texas, broke through the underbrush. A wire service photographer captured this image, one American, one African-American, standing on their respective bulldozers, and this occurred 20 miles east of the Alaska-Yukon border. An article in the Engineering News Record described it as two races working together to build a lifeline to Alaska's defenders. The Alaska Highway is considered one of the biggest, most difficult construction projects ever completed by U.S. Corps engineers. It stretches 1,422 miles from Dawson Creek, British Columbia, to Delta Junction, Alaska, at a cost of $138 million. If you use a present value, that's $2.1 billion in today's dollars. And another associated thought is thinking of in terms of March 30th, 1867, when Secretary of State William Seward reached agreement with the Russians to purchase Alaska for $7.2
of the pressure from leaders and veterans in the African-American community present during desegregating the armed forces, bringing greater equality to the military. But racial discrimination is still very much alive in the rest of America.
I'd like to thank the National Park Service, U.S. Department of Interior, for that video. The African-American regiments that built the Alaska Highway established a reputation for excellence, especially in the field of bridge building. However, their accomplishments were consistently ignored by mainstream media and the press. However, it took decades for them to receive proper recognition for their achievements, and some say they were as legendary as the Tuskegee Airmen and the Buffalo Soldiers. And keeping in context, you have to remember the African American troops were not only segregated from white troops during the construction; they were not allowed near any Alaskan settlements. Very few residents in Fairbanks or Delta Junction ever realized they were there. During construction, temperatures reached record lows. They slept in tents while whites slept in barracks. They ate dehydrated potatoes, Vienna sausage, and spam. Worked 7 days a week, and went a year at times without leave. So again, why? Excuse me. Why the recognition of African-American soldiers? It's about the historical context. Race relations in America were very different in 1942. Opportunities for African-Americans were rare and expectations were low. Racial segregation was common. Housing, medical care, education, employment, transportation, and social segregation. Restaurants, drinking fountains, bathrooms. The movie Alaska at War was a documentary on Alaska's role in World War II, such as opening the oil fields, the Japanese bombing of Dutch Harbor, the struggle to recapture the Aleutian Islands, and the construction of the highway. Not one African-American soldier was shown in the movie, as stated by Eugene Long, who enlisted in the 95th Engineer Regiment deployed to Alaska to assist in building the Alaska Highway. The best-selling book on the subject, The Trail of 1942, has three distant photos in a collection of 178 pictures, 1.6% of the photos. And again, following along the context of that time, consider the following. Congress passed the Reconstruction Act of 1867, the ratification of the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution 1870 to give the right to vote, and the Civil Rights Act of 1875 forbidding racial segregation and accommodations. However, in 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court sustained the constitutionality of Louisiana's requirement that railroad companies provide separate but equal accommodations for white and black passengers. Over the next 25 to 35 years, equity and racial relations progress was lost, particularly in the South. By 1910, segregation was firmly established across the South and most of the border region. However, some progress was being made. In 1954, legal segregation of schools was banned in the U.S. after a series of rulings in the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1964, all legally enforced public segregation was abolished by the Civil Rights Act. The U.S. War Department's tradition and policy mandated the segregation of African-American troops into separate units led by white officers. During the construction of the Alaska Highway, African-American troops were ordered not to leave camp and mingle with the locals while the whites were allowed to mingle. They were treated unequally and yet defied expectations in many situations with even fewer resources. Little publicity or notoriety has been given to the African-American soldiers for these efforts. And the senator touched on one. I'll give you a couple quick examples of the lack of press coverage by the mainstream media. Now, the National Archives contains only a few dozen photos among the hundreds taken of the Alaska construction. African-Americans were edited out of a 1991 National Geographic feature on the highway, despite the fact that the magazine obtained interviews of seven men who had served building the Alaska Highway. And the official, did you want me to stop?
No.
The official 759-page U.S. Army History of the Corps covers African-American troop involvement with a one-sentence footnote. This event and others that followed during World War II influenced our American leaders, and some believe it was a turning point in race relations in America. In 1948, President Truman signed into law a desegregation plan for the armed services. In 1992, Colin Powell, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, happened to be in Fairbanks. and after seeing Ms. Leo Morgan's exhibit, stated, "I had no idea black men had ever done anything like this. They are deserving of recognition." Douglas Brindley, who is a historian, has quoted as, "The Alaska Highway was not only the greatest feat of World War II, it was a triumph over racism." And General James O'Connor, during the formal dedication, stated, "Someday the accomplishments of the African-American troops' achievements accomplished far from their home will occupy a major place in the lore of the North Country." And this happened in Alaska. I'd like to just quickly give acknowledgement and thanks to all the folks involved with the legacy of the African-American soldiers. This wouldn't be known today, nor the official recognition from the military, if not for the works of many. And just to name a few, and I apologize if I mispronounce anybody's name, but I've used many sources of information. I'd like to give them recognition. U.S. Park Service, Heath Twitchell, James Eaton, Ted Stevens, Andrew Molly, Colin Powell, Stephen Cohen, John Virtue, Mike Dunham, Cornelia Dean, Tim Ellis, Ricky Longfellow, Bill Gifford, Connie Saburi Abu, Douglas Brindley, Gene Pollard, and most importantly, University of Alaska Fairbanks journalism professor Leo Morgan. I'd like to thank you all for your contributions in revealing this remarkable story and your support of Senate Bill 46's efforts to establish October 25th as African American Soldiers' Contribution to Building the Alaska Highway Day. Personally, as staff to Senator Wilson, this has been an amazing piece of legislation to carry. I'm very proud to do so. Thank you.
Senator Bishop, you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do. I'm curious as to when you were doing your research, did you talk to the National Geographic and to find, you know, did you reach out to them and ask them why they omitted the seven, and, you know, how did you find that out?
Sure. Through the chair, Senator Bishop. Interestingly enough, Ms. Leo Morgan, who is hopefully on the line to testify, she did a piece for National Geographic in 1991, interviewed these seven men. And as the story goes, when she turned the story into the editors, they stripped that out. She quit.
Oh, I just follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, if she's got a copy of that, I'd be interested in reading that.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor before we open public hearing? Okay, seeing none, I'll now go to the public hearing. There's four people online. We're going to start with Ms. Claudia Rollins. If you can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then speak to the bill, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Claudia Rollins, and I'm the daughter of Sergeant Reginald A. Beverly, who was in the 95th Engineer Regiment in 1942. My dad is one of the 4,000-plus black soldiers who built the Alaskan section of the highway in 1942. These soldiers toil through inclement weather and other hardships to complete their mission. Therefore, I am very glad that Alaska will be honoring these soldiers by making October 25th officially the Alaska Highway Day. By the way, on January 31st, 2017, my dad celebrated his 102nd birthday. And I want to thank you again for honoring these soldiers. And he's actually with me, and he would like to thank you also.
Okay, if he could introduce himself for the record and who he represents.
This is Reginald Beverly Seville for the 95th Engineer Regiment. I would like to say thank you for honoring the soldiers who worked on the Alaskan Highway by making October the 25th the Alaska Highway Day. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony, and I thought it'd be nice to start with a family that actually worked on it. Yes, Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Rollins, this is Senator McKinnon. Is there any family history that is any images that is in your collection that Alaska could have?
Well, we have pictures of him, of my father, in his uniform, but we don't have any actual pictures from the building of the highway.
Okay. We're being shown a picture by Senator Wilson's staff. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for your testimony. Next up, Valerie Bowen. Or not Valerie, Verdi.
Oh, excuse me. This is Verdi Bowen. I'm the Director of Veterans Affairs for the state of Alaska. And I'd like to add some testimony to this bill, Mr. Chair, and to the senators present. When President Roosevelt came forward and assembled a large number of engineers to build this highway, 11,000 people to be pulled from the war effort and then to bring them through Canada and into Alaska to build this road was a major feat at best. But what made it even a larger major feat is that the era of prejudice that these soldiers had to live under was extreme. And when they talk about in the history about segregated living quarters and things, we in Alaska know what that means here, where you would live in a barracks or you'd live in a tent, the austere conditions that these individuals had to live under. And some of the unfair practices that they had to work under as they developed and built this highway. But nonetheless, they did something that nobody else could even imagine. They took raw brute force and they built a highway through an area that no one else could even contemplate that would even, I don't even think it, under the engineers' minds that they could even begin to think that this could happen. And they went through obstacles in record amount of time. Now, today we could look at, you know, big D9 caps and gigantic pieces of equipment, but most of these men did this by their hand. They either did it with shovels and chainsaws and cross-cut saws, and they forged rivers and streams using cable winches. And then you go on even further and you think about the positive outcome that happened at the end of this. They built a road connecting the United States to Alaska and made Alaska part of that. But they also did one other thing, is that it moved a little bit forward, is that it proved to the rest of the world and to the rest of the military that the African-American soldier was not only equal, but in some cases much better than those people that had started to build this road. And in 1948, they reintegrated the military through their actions and their work that they had accomplished by building this road. And I think that the best thing that we could do as Alaska is to recognize the third of these veterans, these African-American veterans from the 93rd, the 95th, the 97th, by providing them a day in history that says, you did this. And we want to thank you for doing this for us all.
Thank you for your testimony, and I apologize for quickly glancing at the name and botching it up. I botched up a few names, but this one
goes
way to the high of the list.
I heard the last name. That was good enough. Thank you.
Next up, David Ness from Anchorage.
Yeah, hi. David Ness, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think this is a wonderful project, in the 50th anniversary, and we had a couple of things that, we have one memorial in the Cuddy Park, by the Lisa Flyer Barry at Anchorage, but we really don't have anything for them to recognize how difficult a task they had. Besides all, we shouldn't have to remember that the commander of the forces would not let the soldiers, the black soldiers, go into town.
Mr. Ness, could you introduce yourself for the record so we have that on file, please?
Sorry, say again?
Could you introduce yourself for the record and who you represent?
My name is David Ness. I'm from Anchorage, and I'm speaking myself.
Thank you. Go ahead and continue.
Okay, anyways, so the project, we have some people that worked on that project. It's the 75th anniversary. Canada has a black soldiers bridge, Anchorage, and Alaska essentially has 8 miles a day they built this at. using basically from went to the white regiment. The commander accepted the black troops reluctantly because most of the white troops were in the Pacific Theater building construction. The black troops were prohibited from working in the south at the time before they opened the Alcan. They were working north of Washington State. So it's a tremendously good thing to do. And if you choose to name it African-American or black or the Negro regiment, it doesn't matter. They worked hard. They deserve their day, and they deserve this day on the calendar every year.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Next up, we'll continue up in Anchorage. Gene Pollard.
Hello?
Hello, if you can introduce yourself for the record and who you represent, Gene, and speak to the bill, please.
Yes, Gene Pollard. My voice is a little hoarse right now, but I hope you can make out what I'm saying. My name is Gene Pollard. Chair of the Alaska Highway Project. And been involved with this ever since 6 years ago when I actually saw a PBS by Leanne Morgan. And that's what I was able to find her a year later and discuss with her what I had seen and told her about the fact that I'm a retired educator. And I had graduated from high school here and college here and never had heard this story this way. And basically she ended up explaining to me how she had the story and she knew she'd get fired if she told something different. But the National Geographic, according to her, had asked her to say that the blacks were lazy, shiftless, couldn't handle the cold, couldn't follow directions, everything negative. She refused to do this, and knowing she'd be fired, she chose to be fired rather than lie. And she's back here in Anchorage. It took her years. She told me she had come back, and she did, and she's here to help us. And I really want to honor her as well. Of course, I'm going to thank her anyway, truly, because had she lied, just think about it, we wouldn't be here doing this today. We wouldn't have a story if she would have said what they asked her to say. And by her not yielding to that and leaving it just as it was and left all her information at the library in Fairbanks, and that's how I end up flying up there for a week to research and make sure everything was legit, calling her back and telling her I went there. And this is basically, I'm kind of fast foot. I know I have a short time. But anyway, let you know how I got involved with it. And I've been working on this ever since. And let me tell you something. There's like I call Washington, D.C. and talk to the historian over all of the highways and stuff. He's actually... Richard, I can't pronounce his last name, I think it's Ringgold. Anyway, I spoke with him, and he asked me a question. He said, do you know how many things happened to bring about civil rights? And I said, no, I don't know how many, but I know that a lot of things happened. And he said, the reason why, since you work on this project, you should know this, that the Alaska Highway, out of 46 things, brought about the civil rights, the Alaska Highway is number 16. You know, I did not know that. Then he said to me, well, because of what these soldiers did in 1942 in Alaska and all the harsh conditions, on July the 26th, 1948, then President Truman declared all military would be integrated. See, I didn't know that. And finally he said, because of what they did in Alaska, then it made it possible for the territory at that time of Alaska to become a part of the United States in 1959, of course. So three major things happened because of what those soldiers did, and they never really realized the impact that they made in the territory or the state of Alaska. Isn't that amazing? And we are the team, myself, educator, Shayla, educator, and Andrew, we're educating the whole state. We're like born to educate to get this out, and there's no way we can let this go and just ignore it. And so this is where we are today. Plus, Fran Ulmer, in 2008, she was the lieutenant governor then, and she and Senator Betty Davis, they were up in Fairbanks for a Black History program, And one of the things I wanted to share that friend Elmer said, I mean, Senator Betty Davis had talked about the Black Veterans Memorial over the bridge there. And then at the end, Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer, she actually stated that without the help, or without the assistance of the Black soldiers, the Alcan would have likely never been built in such record time. And of course, finally, the reason why it's time now, because just like others have said, I heard some others already mentioned about Brigadier General James O'Connor, his statement, he was basically at that time, verbally, gave the honor to the soldiers by saying someday that the accomplishments of these college soldiers, achievements accomplished far beyond their homes, will occupy a major place in the lore of North America. And when he said someday, I wasn't even born then, but the point is, well, his life say, now the time has come. This is the day. Therefore, yes, let's honor these soldiers while I know three so far are still living. One, of course, you just heard Mr. Beverly. There's one who's 93 years old, and there's another individual. He is not, I understand he has kind of like Alzheimer's or dementia, but I only know three that are out there, but I know there are more. And I believe that when we highlight this and recognize them and then honor like this time, not just Alaska, but they hear about seriously, Lord, for they will find us. Some always say, my grandfather, my great grandfather, my dad, you know, they're out there. And that's because Mr. Beverly's 102, and a lot of them may be in the late 80s or 90s. So there are others out there that even if not them, their families can know that their dad or their grandfather or their uncle did accomplish a wonderful thing by what they did on the highway in 1942. And I definitely support this Senate Bill 46, and I thank each one of you for acknowledging this and to help this happen. I appreciate this opportunity to share this information with you and look forward truly to having a celebration to truly honor these soldiers. And some of you don't know, but I want you to know that every 3 weeks we've been having a conference call and decided not just to have a celebration in Anchorage because we're here, but we have a conference call that we are connected so that we're talking to people in Delta Junction, Fairbanks, Aleutian Chain, and the Aldeans. We are talking, and so we can end up actually having a statewide celebration connecting Alaska.
Can I get you to finish up, please?
That's where we are right now. But thank you. Okay. I know that time is short, so I tried to say it as fast as I could.
Yeah, no, you did fine. You did fine. We have one more person. That's who we let you go a little long. I figured you waited a while and had a few things to say. Next up from Wasilla, Shayla Dobson.
Hi. Yes, my name is Shayla Dobson, and I'm the secretary and memorial sculptor for the Alaska Highway Project. I work with Gene and my husband Jim Dalt and Andrew Null with the Alaska Highway Project. Thank you for this time to make a statement of support for Alaska Highway Day, October 25th. We would like this to be a memorable day for everyone across Alaska and for everyone to know the history of the Alaska Highway. I was born in the territory of Alaska. My husband was also born here. And we were raised in the Alaska educational system, and we had no idea of this story. And when we found out, we were actually flabbergasted. We couldn't believe it, because my dad and my husband's father came up to Alaska to homestead, and my dad worked on part of the highway between Palmer and Anchorage, and none of us knew this story. And we really felt, as educators, that we needed to have Alaskan students educated about this. And so that's why Leo and Pam Ormer are working on the educational component of it. And along with that, we thought, well, what we do need is we need an Alaska Highway Day so that everybody will know that they can learn about it on that day, just like they learn about Martin Luther King on his birthday or the presidents on their day. And so that was one of the things that we really wanted to have accomplished, and this bill will accomplish that. it will proclaim Alaska Highway Day across the state, and people will know about it, and hopefully they'll know the rest of the story, just like we do. And we really want everyone to know this story. And thanking you for your time. I think that's all I needed to say, just so that you would know our support for this.
Thank you for your testimony. That concludes people on the list and the off-net and the LIOs. Is there anybody in the room that wants to come forward and speak on the bill? Seeing no one, virtually no one in the room, and no one here to speak on the bill, we'll come back to the bill sponsor. If the bill sponsor has any final comments, or the committee has any other questions? See none. Do you have any final comments, Senator Wilson, before we set this bill aside for further review?
No, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity to listen to this bill and look for your future approval.
Okay. We'll set Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Wilson, have you reached out to the people of Alaska to see if there's any images somewhere sitting in boxes? Or I know my husband's family has lived in Alaska for over 100 years. So there's some archives inside of their particular family on things that happened in Southeast or in Nome where their families came from. Have we done any kind of outreach to see if we can pick up any images?
Through the chair, I'm going to... This is a year-long, and the project has been going on for quite a bit of time. Images that are that are currently held right now, I believe, are in the sort of the museum's section in Fairbanks. And I do know a couple of anthropologists as well that may have a few other photos. But in terms of reaching out to that death, I don't believe our staff has... we have not done that yet.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, maybe an op-ed that asked Alaskans to check and see if they have any images so that we could archive the events a little bit better would be helpful, and then we could pass them on to our museum so that we could keep them.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just along Senator McKinnon's line of thinking, I'd reach out to Canadian government, the Yukon and B.C. government.
Any final comments for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, we'll set this bill aside for further review. We have a meeting scheduled Thursday. I don't think we're going to convene the meeting. We'll keep you posted. I don't think we'll have a brief at ease. We have nothing. Come back on the record. We'll keep you posted, and we are adjourned.